Some people have everything and other people don't. But everything don't mean a thing if it ain't the thing you want. Express yourself. Express yourself.
That's right. Express yourself every Friday afternoon between 4 and 5 here on KDNK, broadcasting from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. I'm Amy Kimberly, and I am here with my co-host. His name is...
Oh, just Brian. Brian Colley. I don't have
Brian
a DJ name.
Brian Colleywood. All right, you guys. We have such a fun show planned for you because we are going to the circus, the Convergence Circus, that is, and a little check-in with the Clay Center. Lots going on there. All right, you guys. So, are we all ready? Are we all ready? We have a great group of people here in the studio with us. We are here with Ariana Gradow, and she is one of the producers of the Convergence Circus, as well as an amazing performer, and Nico Hines, an artist, and... You know, I think you're somewhat of a scientist in a way with the things you do. So welcome both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
That's great. So for those of you that don't know, the Convergence Circus happens September 22nd through the 25th. You only need to pick one night, one time slot to go to experience it, or it could be such a great experience. You may want to come back because there's lots to see and do and interact with. On the 22nd, that is the equinox. And so that night there will only be two shows. And then we're all going to gather for a special equinox ceremony, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 5 to 9, there's time slots every half hour. So you can sign up for which time works for you, and you come, and it's quite the journey. We'll be talking about that. And then Saturday night, we have a special added value celebratory party. So the beauty of that is you can come see the show and then stay and dance to two fantastic bands. So let's just dig right into it. We're also going to be calling one of our aerial performers here sometime in the next 20 minutes or so, Caitlin, and we're real excited to have her with us. So let's start with Air. Air is one of the producers, and why don't you talk a little bit about how you came to be involved in this and why?
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Amy. So I have been in the circus world for about 8 years now. What I tell people is I quit my job at Google and I joined the circus 8 years ago and followed my passion and started a circus company in Denver called the Circus Collective, which grew to be one of the largest circus gyms in Colorado and also in the West Coast. If you're in Denver, it still exists. It's amazing. And I sold it about 2 years ago and moved to my hometown in Aspen. I was born in Aspen and ended up in Carbondale, which is almost cooler than Aspen these days, and a lot of people might say. And just wanted to bring this art form that I've been doing for so long to this valley and didn't really know how. And I moved here right when the pandemic hit. And as a performer myself, all of my work slowed to a stop. And I had just sold my company, so I wasn't getting gigs because there were no events. And then I didn't have a company to, like, dive my hands into. And I'm definitely, I like to produce events in Denver. I produced pretty regular events, and I like to bring community together through art. And our old gallery, Event Space Circus Collective, also had a gallery that was part of it, so we would do art and things like this. And yeah, just really wanted to do an immersive theater show. It's becoming so popular with like the transition of Meow Wolf in this world and Burning Man, and Burning Man's a big community that I'm a part of. And I don't know, one day Amy reached out to me and I had a similar idea and reached out to her, and we just kind of figured this would be a good collaboration to do together. And I was in Tulum, like in the mix of all these woven willows and sticks, and just like this whole download of the concept kind of came through. And it was definitely a group effort. Before that, we had had a few meetings, and just all these ideas had been percolating. And then just was like, okay, well, let's make it more of a ritualistic, immersive experience rather than just a show. So the audience will definitely go through a transformation, as well as, like, you know, some minds might be blown and new concepts seen, new performers. Like, I don't know how many people in this valley have seen fire contortion. It's definitely not like, you don't see it at the local brewery or anything. And we're bringing like bits and parts of Vegas and New York and some of the bigger cities to Carbondale and showing off what we have to show.
That's right. And let's talk a little bit about the concept, because, you know, essentially when you enter the event, and it is at 13 Moons Ranch, which is down the Crystal in their sustainable settings. It is a spectacularly beautiful place. The land itself, or the land alone, is a piece of work. It's Sopris is right there. The power that lies there, you just feel it from every angle, the crystal running through. So that really helped inform us as to the direction we were going. So when you do enter, because it is still, Carbondale Arts is still celebrating its 50th year, and since that was 1972-74 time frame, we thought the first thing you experience will be the 70s. So it's very light, very fun. Jennifer Johnson from Soul Theater is helping to create it. HiQ is one of our sponsors. So you enter the experience, and it just feels light and fun, especially if you lived in the 70s. You will definitely enjoy some of the pieces we have there. There'll be a soundscape. But when you leave there, then the real deeper journey begins. And because it is the Convergence Circus, where the past, present, and future intersect, we will be presented with the present right off the bat. So we go through. I want you to take it away now.
Sure, yeah. So one of the most important parts to me that just like, I was like, we have to have a portal. And I think it was like the first thing I told Amy, I was like, people will have to enter this portal. And that's really like a portal is any sort of, I don't know, thing you enter where you enter a different realm. And that's where we're really going with this, is that you'll enter into another realm, and, you walk straight into fire, which is the element of fire and supposed to represent chaos. All of the things in the world that, like, you know, we have to deal with in day to day, and that are very real in our society right now and in 2020 and in the past too. It's not just the current present, but, you know, things like what we're seeing in Afghanistan, and things like all the fires that have been consistently showing up all over the world, and racism and concepts from 2020 about just oppression and all these things that we were seeing. So just confronted with like the chaos of everything. So we're bringing in a speaker from Denver who speaks all around the world about racism and Black Lives Matter and the movement. And we are bringing in fire contortionists and some fire dancers and some installations there. And so expect to see a lot of chaos going on in that element.
And Jovan is a spoken word artist. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be powerful stuff. So, of course, once you, like, are kind of confronted with a wall of chaos, you might want some calm. And we've had an artist, Ryan Strand, from Paonia. He has been out there all summer weaving these incredible willow tunnels. They're beautiful. It's like entering a fairyland. So you travel through the tunnels to the river, and then you will enter water. And in water, that's where the healing begins. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things we might find in water?
Yeah, so as you enter water, you're going to see an installation about a nipi, which is a form of a sweat lodge. And you can expect to learn a little bit about that. And then it'll just be like a little exploration installation. And then we'll have some singers, some muses, just doing, you know, vocal activations and stuff like that. And then Nico over here is going to be an installation of the water element. And I'll let him dive into that in a minute.
Yeah. And maybe we should dive into it right now because it's so present. So in this healing space, Nico, tell them what you're bringing to this.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to share it. So have you ever heard of the convergence of plants and sound? There is this device that I have that these guys have developed over the past 7 years where you can connect these electrodes to the plant that then in turn transforms the electricity coming from the plant into this little box, and that's connected to an app that creates sounds. And so all of a sudden these plants are creating music. And based from out of the electricity that's emanating from them. And it's very calming. It's very soothing. It's great to let go, let everything wash off you. And it's awe-inspiring. It really makes you wonder. It's like a circus of sound. And you know, in this day and age, we don't always know what is real. And so I'd like to add to that. To create a sound that makes you question, like, is this real? Is this really happening? And that begs deeper questions about what is life, what is electricity, and what is how are we all connected? And so there'll be a space where people can walk through or sit and listen to the sounds that the plants are making, and it's never the same. It always changes, and it changes on people who enter and leave the space as well because of the interaction of the electrical elements.
And do you find that different plants have different sounds? Is that also happen?
That's a good question. You'd think like a rose would sound maybe very pretty. What I found is that I can hear the difference between a sound, a plant that's happy, and the plant that needs to be watered.
Ah, interesting.
So one might be more sleepy, and the other one might be more excited.
Wow. So how often are you listening to plants these days?
Well, I'd say at least a few times a week.
Wow.
And what's amazing with this technology is that you can bring it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring it to the forest. We can bring it to any trail. We can bring it to the home.
And you are running this through speakers, so it'll be very easy for people to hear the sounds.
It will. I have two stereo wide speakers, so it'll be a fully immersive experience for people who walk through. And if people are really curious to what their own plan sounds like, I'm happy to accommodate that. So if people want to bring their own plants, I can set it up for them.
So you have brought us a beautiful plant here. I don't know if the sound will be pretty, but I'm wondering if you want to give us a little taste of that.
Yeah, I'll be happy to give you a little taste of it. I just need 30 seconds to hook it up here.
He's hooking up the plants. For those of you that can't see, it's a beautiful flower. Can you?
I'm trying to see.
Yeah, what is that flower?
I can't see.
It's a, I want to say a white star flower.
Have you done a lot of research? Like, how does everything just have electricity flowing through it? How does that work with a plant?
This is a white balloon flower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says pop star, white balloon flower.
Yeah,
there you have it.
Different plants definitely sound differently. And I'm going to hook it up to the speakers now. Just give me a second here. What you're hearing now is music from the plants.
This is the pop star white balloon flower. So cool.
So how does that work? There's like electricity in the plant.
Yeah. Basically, that's... everything that's alive has electricity. Mm-hmm. Just like back in the day when there was this Carillion photography that was being developed showing us what electricity of people looks like. Well, what does it sound like? That's mm-hmm. what I really like. And... it's definitely more calming than I anticipated it would be. And
since you guys can't see, there are electrodes hooked up to this plant.
Yeah, like these little clamps with wires coming off.
Lots of wires.
And it's so luxurious, the sound. I mean, there's so many sounds mm-hmm. within that. It's interesting. It's not what I expected. I expected there'd be like one tonal sound, maybe another. So is that it's just emitting a lot more electromagnetic fields out of that one where they're touching?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just went for a car ride, and I watered the plant, and so it's been really through some exciting times this past half an hour. And
so it's got a lot of levels going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, we're going to get back with you a little bit, Nico. But so as you can imagine, how healing the water section is. We also have a gong bath, sound healings that will take place inside a beautiful teepee. You'll hear the water. We have Co-Motion Dance Company will be performing. And so once you get healed on the water section, you enter air. Mm-hmm. And so air, I believe we have Caitlin. Are you on the air with us?
I'm here.
Yay. All right.
Hi, Caitlin.
We've got Caitlin Carano. Am I saying that right? Your last name?
Yes, that's correct.
Caitlin Carano with us. She is an aerialist, as well as Air is an aerialist, and this is her baby. So maybe you want to set the scene a little bit, Air, and we can check in.
Yeah, I will. So as the audience moves through the water, they'll, you know, I just want to mention that Co-Motion Dance Project is going to be doing some dance in the water, and I'm really, really excited to see that act. And then you move into the air element, which is meant to represent play, imagination, fun, creativity, all of the lightness in life that is needed to just exist and be a human. And so you'll enter, and we're going to have some potentially a comedian in, telling some jokes, some acrobats, just playing and doing their thing. There's going to be a ton of puppets, and we definitely need volunteers for the puppets. And these are giant puppets, giant bird puppets flying all over, and we're going to have some what's called flocking in theater. It's a term where the audience really gets to participate in the movement of some group movement. So we'll be doing some flocking with giant puppet butterflies, and all the audience members will get to fly with these butterflies that are made by Susie Lindenblum, and they're beautiful. And then, of course, some aerialists, because you can't have the air element without an aerialist. And so Caitlin and I met in Costa Rica, and I just loved the way she moved. She's super talented, and she travels the world doing aerial, and I'll let her take it from here.
Yeah. Hi, Caitlin. What? Yeah, could you explain a little bit? Because we're very excited to see what you do. But besides air, none of us have, and we're on KDNK Radio. So can you kind of describe what your art is about?
Hi. So I will be doing aerial silk for the most part, which is basically, if you've ever seen in the circus, they have people going up in the air, tying themselves up in the ribbons, and just, like, flowing throughout the through the fabrics. And it's just a really expressive art form where you get to do, you know, these different intricate wraps and falls and drops and feats of, like, strength and flexibility in the air. And it's just a really wonderful experience and something really that's really, like, my element of joy. So for me, it's, like, really great that this is in the air element and in the joy element.
That's right. And you know, air is a lot about play. And aerial silks are just so playful as well as artistic in the dance. It's like dance in air, dancing in the air.
Exactly.
And how did you get started? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming in from?
So I'll be coming in from Santa Barbara, California, which is a little bit north of L.A. for people who aren't familiar with Southern California. But I started almost 10 years ago is when I had, like, my first silk experience. And then I was just hooked immediately. I was like, this is so much fun, and it requires so much dedication. But then you really just you get so much out of it. And the more, it's one of those things that the more you learn, the more there is to do and the more there is to experience. Yeah, it's been about a 10-year trip for me so far.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, we are really excited to have you here. And do you perform all the time? Is performing your main profession?
Yeah, so I'm very blessed that my balance of teaching and performing, and I get to perform a variety of different circus things. So I perform aerial or fire or with LED hula hoop. And then I also get to teach those things on the weekdays. So I feel very blessed that I have such a balance of those activities.
Nice.
And maybe I can chime in. I just want to, so I met Caitlin at a circus retreat, and it was mainly an aerialist. It was like a camp for professional aerialists, and it was mostly advanced aerialists. And oh my God, Caitlin was the chick that was like up before anyone. First person in the gym, last person in the gym, like would leave lunch early to go train. And this girl, you can see it in her movements. I mean, she works hard and she has great flexibility and beautiful movements. And I'm just really excited to be able to bring her out to Carbondale.
Well, Caitlin, we really appreciate you calling in real quick. We only have a couple more minutes, so I'm going to let you go. But we can't wait to see you here. I don't know if you've performed under the view of Sopris, but it'll almost be like you and the mountain are one, so it should be really fun.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited to see it, everyone.
Well, thank you so much for taking a little time. If someone wanted to find out more about you, do you have a webpage or anything?
You know, at the moment, I don't. It's still in creation.
Okay. Well, we're going to meet. Everyone's going to get to meet Caitlin as soon as you get out. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Safe travels.
Bye.
Yay. So there's some air for you. And then we end in Earth. Earth, we have an incredible labyrinth that's being created that is the center of the labyrinth is this tree that Lauren Wilder is recreating, almost like a Bodhi tree. She did the stage for Mountain Fair, if no one knows her work. She's incredible. And we have some Native American storytelling and dancing. Beautiful woman from Colorado Springs, Stephanie Girano, will be performing. She'll be bringing her children. She has a 10-year-old daughter who dances the jingle dance, among other dances. And then her sons do the chicken dance. They're in their later teens. And they also sing. And we felt it was really important. Our earth was first inhabited by Native Americans, the original people. And so we felt that was really important to have as part of Earth. And then you will be able to leave your intention that we hope you want to leave with this Earth as you depart. So that's basically the show. In order to pull this off, we do need tons and tons of volunteers. Mm-hmm. So you can sign up at carbondalearts.com if you want to participate. And the fun thing about being a volunteer is you can wear a costume. You can, you know, you just help keep it going. You know, there's different experiences. If you're in the, if you come at 5, you're getting the daytime experience. If you come at 7 or 7:30, you're getting a more nighttime experience. Whenever, if you do come in the night, please, please, please bring a headlamp. This is not for the weak of heart. I mean, it's about a mile of walking to experience everything by the time you come from the parking lot. It's a half mile where all the installations and the art are. We have lots of artists we haven't even got to. But just because we have Nico here, want to get just back. People may know Nico. He was part of Light the Night and has also shown at Carbondale Arts in our gallery. And just before I let you go, I guess, are you creating art? Do you consider yourself an artist, a mad scientist? Your mind goes so many places, which is what I love about you. Every time we're presented with you, it's vastly different.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I have to say, I really feel at home here in Carbondale with the creative... inside the creative district, and because there are a lot of like-minded people from Air and who's the theater performer or I'd say Air circus performer, and so I feel at home. And so yeah, what is it about? What am I doing else? My full-time work is I work as an art director for a business media company. So every day I have to create all kinds of graphics. And so I do have ideas in my head to create outside of work, but it takes up a lot of time. And by the end of the day, not always am I inspired to work on my personal stuff. So I do have to work on that, no doubt about it. I'm sure other artists can relate. Mostly my work focuses on mandalas and being zen and calm and go within yourself. It's really the essence of it.
And can someone find out more about you? Do you have a web page?
I do have a web page, and I also have an Instagram. You can all find me on iamheinz.com.
How do you spell Heinz? H-I-E?
H-E-I-N-S, yeah.
H-E-I-N-S, I am Heinz.
.com. Yeah, and I'm active on Instagram, and I just started an Etsy shop working, creating clothing and apparel with my designs and my art, and that's definitely a learning process, but very rewarding.
Wow, well, we're glad you landed in Carbondale, and we're so excited that you're part of the Convergence Circus, and I think Air can speak to this too. We've seen so many people just show up with incredible ideas. I mean, that's how the show got planned. We had a few ideas, but then it was reaching out to a lot of artists. Let's just talk 1 minute, and then we're probably going to have to play some music from the Copper Children. But can we talk about the ceremony, the equinox ceremony, and then the final party?
Yeah. So Wednesday night is the autumn equinox, which we wanted to honor and celebrate on its own right. And it's also the opening ceremony of the entire ritual experience. So it felt important to us to have a special ceremony. So we're bringing in Nicole Lindstrom to help facilitate a cacao ceremony. And there will be some extended sound healing with Pam Rosenthal and Lauren Buzzard. And they're both healers and sound artists of their own right, really experienced in that. And then a shaman.
Rafa,
cool. And Tara as well. I think her last name is Sheehan.
Sheehan, yeah. Sheehan. Tara
will be guiding some breath work. So just a few other elements that will really ground people into the earth and
get us ready for fall.
Yeah. And then on so that's the beginning. And then we wanted to close it out as well in a celebratory manner. And so we will be dancing under the stars on Saturday night and doing a little after party of the whole show, and all the performers will kind of culminate and just be, I mean, whenever I host a lot of parties that have circus performers, and what happens when you bring a bunch of circus performers together is we just start doing our art, and so expect to see some pretty wild things happening, but it's definitely very different than the show. So if you're getting tickets for the party, it's the party. It's not the full theatrical show. And if you're getting tickets for the show, it's not necessarily the party. So we'll probably have some sort of way to incorporate those at the show. And
if you're smart, you're going to get tickets to both.
Yeah, get tickets to both.
And we do have playing at the, it's live music, which is very exciting. So we have the Red Hill Rollers, who we love.
We love them.
They're a good local musician. And then we have the Copper Children, who I just got turned on to, but I really like them a lot.
Yeah, they're great.
They're from Denver.
Yeah, they, Andy Babb and the team are all good friends of mine. And I used to work in music prior to the circus industry and just have been, you know, following their music a little bit. They're really, really funky and fun, and they just always have a good time. And I wanted them there to bring it all together.
All right, folks. So the Convergence Circus, September 22nd to 25th. You can get your tickets at carbondalearts.com. You can sign up to volunteer there. You know, all this money, well, a lot of the money is directly going to the artists. These guys have had a long, dry period, and we found this was a great way to help support them. But then we hope that enough people buy enough tickets, because Carbondale Arts sure could use a little love as well. We haven't been able to do our fashion show for a while, so this was a way to engage artists, get creative, and hopefully raise some money for our programming. So thank you, Nico. Thank you, Air.
Thank you.
And stay tuned, folks. We're going to listen to a little Copper Children as we get our incredible Clay Center folks in the studio.
Guess I was just waiting for you to hold my hand. And I don't know if she's coming, but I'm waiting in the rain, in the rain, in the rain, in the rain. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Yeah, guess that's just the way that it goes. Well, young banditos come partners in crime, caught in the act, now they're doing some time. And I may not be a free man, well, at least I can love. I can love, I can love, I can love. Guess that's just the way that it goes. guess that's just the way that it goes. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Yeah, guess that's just the way that it goes. Be patient, my brother, you ain't never gonna know how long you be standing here alone. How long you be standing here alone? How long will I stay here alone? How long will I stay here alone? I don't know. She came alone and she took my hand. Said, run with me, boy, fast as you can. And I don't know how far we'll get. Well, at least I did try. I did try, I did try, I did try. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Guess that's just the way that it goes. Yeah, that's just the way that it goes.
All right. That was great to learn about the artists and Convergent Circus.
Awesome.
And now we go to another little circus over at the Clay Center. Just kidding.
The dirty circus.
I'm joined here by Angela Bruno, Executive Director at the Clay Center, and Matthew Eames, the Studio Tech. Is that your official job?
Studio title? And Gallery Manager.
Studio
is
Gallery
the official
Manager.
Title.
You guys have a lot going on. You've had a lot going on this summer. I had the fortune of talking with Kyle and Kelly Phelps, who were here with their show. Mm-hmm. Race, Class, and the Blue Collar.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now that show's over, but they're the jurors of your current show, which is Clay National 15, the narrative figure. Tell us about the show. What's happening over there? I got to visit, too, but it's amazing work.
Yeah, so we had, we do this every year, but we have jurors that come across the country to pick the pieces for the show. So we had 12 selections, and then 4 invited artists that each sent a piece. And they were just kind of keeping in theme of their race, class, and the blue collar, but extending it to a more broader spectrum to talk about the narrative figure. So a lot of the pieces are truly thought-provoking, and they have a lot of different topics, actually. I mean, it's not, race, class, and the blue collar, but it's, there's an installation of hearts suspended in the gallery, there's some political statements, and there's just some really thinkers that, are just these conceptual pieces of art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what art's all about.
Isn't it?
Think about it. But it is called The Narrative Figure, and like Kyle and Kelly's work, each piece has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, specifically about one of your favorite pieces?
Myself? Well... Yeah. I mean, I really like Sean Clute's, the politician or the political influencer, I think is the title. I just think it's really well-crafted, but I like how it has this politician that's got all these, figures behind it and pointing in all these different directions, and it just makes you kind of think about how the process of politics and how it's influenced, just across the gallery is another piece that I really enjoy by Derek Reaver. It's called Cover Up, and that piece is this small figure of a man with a flag on his back and some provocative language tattooed on his knuckles,
right.
And he's got tattoos on his arms, but it's just another statement, and it's probably more socioeconomic or maybe also political, but I think that there's just such a dichotomy between the two, and yet the whole show comes together as a full narrative anyway, when you're kind of looking through.
Wow. And so Kyle and Kelly got to pick each artist. I mean, you have some juried, some invited.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? usually with the jurors just get to pick whoever they want, right?
The jurors pick the invited artists. Okay. So the four artists, which are Keith Smith, Paul Andrew Wandless, Roberto Lugo, and Mac McCusker, are the four invited artists. Those four were selected by Kyle and Kelly Phelps. The other artists in the show submit work through our website as part of a jurying process. Okay. I try to keep it as anonymous as possible so that they look at the work and they pick the work based on the work and not the person. Yeah.
And is that like a national call then?
It is. Wow. Yeah, and international actually, because although we don't have sometimes the platform internationally that we would love to have, but sure. There has been entries that come you know, from there.
And so right now you've got artists from all over the country and maybe beyond.
Definitely across the country. I don't think there's anyone that's not in the United States, but
And Clay National 15, this is the 15th annual Clay National you've hosted?
Yes, it didn't start with the Clay Center. It kind of bounced around a little bit. There was it, and we obviously lost a year in there. Right. So, but it is the 15th one we have done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know we were lucky enough to host a few years ago, and then next year for your 25th anniversary, we'll be hosting or co-hosting something over at the Launchpad. So.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Love the Clay National.
Yeah.
And there's a People's Choice Award, is that right?
There is, yeah. People's Choice Award, which can be voted online. We have QR codes in the gallery, but you can also find it online. Any of the artists in the show, other than the invited ones, which is a common question that's asked, but because they're invited, I separated that out a little. All the other artists in the show, you can pick your favorite piece and vote for that piece. And at the end of the month, the highest votes will win $100.
And you know, this is a new thing with the Clay Center where we can see all the pieces in the show online. Is that correct?
Yeah, the last year, mostly this year, but I would say probably about starting a year ago, we started to put everything online as much as we could. So now we're not only having it in person and having it exhibited, but we're having it online so you can kind of peruse through the pieces. So, yeah, you don't even have to be here. And you could go online and just look through the images of all the pieces in the show and decide that you like one versus the other.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
And what's your website, just in case the listening audience is, Carbondale and the Valley
getting
beyond.
Online now.
It's www.carbondaleclay.org.
Carbondale Clay.
Yeah.
And this show's up through September 25th?
Yes.
Okay.
At the end of the month. It should be a Saturday.
The clock is ticking, everyone.
Yeah.
Go get your votes in. That's so cool. Clay National. Go check it out.
Right.
Well, let's pivot to your upcoming event, which is only a week away.
A week away.
Settings. Rooted in clay, grounded in community. Angela, what's in store?
Well, event planning was a little different this year, as you guys know. But I think we've come up with a really great plan, and it's going to be a lovely night. We pared back the ticket sales, so we're only selling 150 tickets. You know, usually there's about 350 people at this event. So it is going to be a little more intimate, and I think we're all kind of looking forward to that, reconnecting with the community, seeing the faces of our friends and colleagues and community members at the table across from handmade ceramic wares. We're really excited.
And this is on Saturday, September 18th, from 5 to 8. The Clay Center, for those who live on another planet, is located on Main Street. What's your address?
It's 150 Main Street. Oh, I'm sorry, 135. It's 135 Main Street, the very east end of Main Street.
Just look for the colorful
green building.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, you get to get a plate, is that correct?
Yep.
You get a plate, and then who is doing the food?
Eli Lavode is doing the food this year, and he's a chef in town, and he works at Cash Cash also up in Aspen, and he's been actually helping us out with some smaller events this summer, and he's amazing. So he's taken on this mission of
serving 150 people. And yeah, the tickets, so your tickets come with a plate. You get to pick out a plate. And then there's also table settings this year that everybody can pick from and take home as well. So you'll actually get two handmade ceramic dishes made especially for the event. And yeah, the food is going to be served buffet style. And then also we've kind of paired this meal with wine from the Alfred Eames cellar in Paonia. Mm-hmm. So the staff took a little field trip over the hill. We went wine tasting and picked out a couple great bottles that we'll be selling at the event.
Score.
Yeah.
And you've got some live music as well?
We do, actually. So Shanti Gruber, who helps with the music, she was on our special events committee in the past, and she sort of always helps us with the band selection for these events. And it's her sister and her husband, actually, Craig and Sheena Patterson, and usually play with a band called Woodbelly, which bluegrass fans might be familiar with. Mm-hmm. And so the three of them are going to be performing a smaller set for the event, and we're excited to hear it.
Yeah, Woodbelly has performed at Steve's and nationally. I mean, they were quite a well-known bluegrass act.
Yeah, we're really excited to have them. That's great.
And I've been doing some research. You also have a silent auction?
We do. And so everything is going to be outside this year. You know, usually that's inside the gallery, but we're keeping everything outside. And it's really ceramic heavy. We have some amazing pieces donated from artists all over. And, yeah, it's great work. Yeah, we're excited.
I've been to this event before, and it's a really good time and a great way to support local community, you know, art and artists, and just, you know, the Clay Center celebrating their 25th anniversary next year.
I know.
So
yeah, next year it's going to be big. Thank you, and thank you guys for your support and for helping promote and for having us on today.
Yeah,
and
thank you guys.
Well, I think that going into your 25th year, it's really your incredibly important entity here in the Carbondale Creative District. And we urge everyone, this is a great way to support, to keep these kind of things going in our valley. And it's very important. There is no other Clay Center, really. I mean, there's Anderson Ranch, but there's only one Carbondale Clay Center.
It's true.
There really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's accessible to everyone.
It is.
You know, Anderson Ranch is fantastic, but it's not accessible to everyone. And so it's really an important organization and facility here, especially if you're a lover of clay. And if you're not, you just got to try it, and then you'll become a lover of clay.
Seems to be the case.
it's a really wonderful organization. And, you know, we're going through some growing pains as usual. So we're looking forward to sort of launching into the future with our 25th next year. And really just thankful to be part of this amazing community of creatives and work with all you fine people.
Thanks, guys. I have a song coming up next, just in case there's some Clay fans out there who want to come take a class with the ghost of Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, my darling, I've hungered for your touch along lonely time, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more, I need your love. I need your love, God. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open. sea.
Oh, yeah, my hands are deep in the clay. How about you, Brian Cawley?
That's how you make ceramics with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
I'm just learning about it. I guess I have to go back and watch that scene.
It's such a good movie. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh. Well, yeah. Guys, we're just going to take over the last 6 minutes here because we want to talk about some very exciting opportunities for people to experience art or participate in art in different ways. So one great way people can participate happens tomorrow. What's that, Brian?
Well, tomorrow, if you're lucky enough to be in town, we've got a community mural happening over at 4th and Main Street. This is a mural that the community, all of you, might have had the opportunity to put your ideas into a survey, which we then translated into a 56-foot-long mural, which is going up right now. And today was the first day of painting, but tomorrow from 10 to 2 over on 4th and Main, you can come pick up a brush and have at it.
That is in Carbondale, and you are tuned in to KDNK. And that is the heart of the Creative District right there, 4th yeah. and Main. Mm-hmm. A lot got done today. We saw students there from Bridges came out, yeah. and we had seniors, we had youngsters, we had...
Insa Wu and Jem and the kids came
yeah,
out, Adelaide and Camille. Yes, it's
my
it's
mom
really
was out there. Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun. There's cookies and lemonade. First Bank
yeah,
is a huge sponsor of it, and we're really appreciative.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how good it looks, because sometimes you get worried when there's a lot of people painting.
We've got a crack team of muralists led by Gail Embry. We've also got Gabriella Maggio, Lindsay Jones, Sally Nicholson, Christy Entrelante. Michael Stout's been helping us a bunch. I know I'm missing someone. I'm so sorry. But it's been great. You know, the public's invited to come paint, and then we'll kind of go around at the end. We'll be painting through the end of the month to finish it up. And then we'll be there for the rest of our lives, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. So we're very excited about that, and we thank all the muralists. And if you missed some of the interviews last week on Express Yourself, you can just go into that KDNK.org archive and listen.
Yeah.
But now, Brian, let's talk Roaring Fork Drawing Club.
Drawing Club. For anybody who doesn't know what Roaring Fork Drawing Club is, my bestest friend Lindsay Jones and I came up with this idea back in the fall of 2017, I think. So we're going on 4 years almost. We just wanted to hang out with fellow-minded drawer people, sketchy folks, to go to public places and hang out and draw. I think we just needed some more friends in our life. But we have been meeting very consistently. The last year, of course, was off, but we meet now every other Tuesday with some other special events. Usually at 6:30, but you can find us on Instagram at RF Drawing Club. Lindsay and I will be there with you, and there's no pressure. It's very informal. Bring your sketchbook, bring your coloring book, or just come hang out, have some food, and we'll hang out and draw.
And you pick really cool locations. It's up and down the valley. It's not just one place.
That's true. Every week we change locations. This past week we hooked up with Wild Mountain Seeds up the Crystal Valley. The week before, we were up at Shooty Ranch, which is on the backside of Red Hill. But we meet all over the place. If it wasn't COVID, we'd probably be at a local restaurant supporting businesses. Right now, since our group can be up to, you know, 10 or 15 folks, we're trying to meet outside. We'll meet at Soper's Park or, you know, really wherever in town that's open and public.
And you're doing a project with voices, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, real quick. This next Wednesday at the Farmers Market, join us with Voices and Natalie Spears. We're going to be doing a community mural diorama, and it's also called a Cranky. And we'll have all the supplies you need to show up, and we'll have a topic and just dive in with your Sharpie markers. Also Wednesday, that's September 15th, we're going to be helping with the mural, Drawing Club Mural Time, from 5 p.m. till it gets dark. So if you want to come hang out with the cool kids of Drawing Club, myself and Lindsay Jones. And just follow us on Instagram. That's where you're going to find the latest and greatest info, RF Drawing Club.
And the great thing about that is you don't have to, you know, you might say, oh, I'm not a good drawer. I can't hang out with them. But that's not true at all, right? You just go and do whatever you feel.
That's what we like the best about Drawing Club. There's no expectations. You show up and we will love you no matter what.
All right. Well, check it out, rfdrawingclub.com.
Just on Instagram.
Just rfdrawingclub. That's where you can find all your information. And it's fun. And then the voices, I think you guys might have seen them throughout the valley. So keep your eyes open for them in the little stage. Thanks, Brian. It's been fun.
From our archives.
Thank you, Amy.